Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H1 and Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavik Vaghela from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the QMS Medical Allied Services Limited H1 and H1 FY24 conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. Mahesh Makhija, Chairman and Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Makhija, sir. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Bhavik, for the warm welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to address the distinguished participants of this conference call. As we gather to discuss the performance of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited during the H1 FY24 and Q2 FY24, it's indeed an exciting time to reflect on our achievements and milestones. Before we dive into the details of our performance, let me provide you a brief overview of our company and a brief business model in case for people who are not aware of it. QMS Medical Allied Services Limited stands out as a leading healthcare services provider in India and is deeply engaged in the propagation of preventive healthcare. Our operations are structured around two distinct verticals: the marketing and distribution of medical devices, equipment, and our innovative patient service programs. Now, let's dive up into our details about each vertical, starting with our medical devices and equipment vertical, which encompasses the marketing and distribution of healthcare devices that caters to the diverse range of healthcare clients, including clinics, pharmaceutical companies, medical institutions. Our products are marketed both under the original manufacturer's brand and our own brand name, QDevices, where we have the legendary Kapil Dev as a brand ambassador, finds their way to the various end users ranging from the healthcare providers to patients. Embracing the dual sales model of offline and online, we have processes well-established distribution channels across India and have a significant e-commerce presence via Amazon and our own site, qmsmeds.com. Our robust portfolio of over 600 SKUs proudly serves more than 130 esteemed healthcare enterprises' customers. This highlights the synergy between our B2B as well as our B2C business model. Our current game changer is our second vertical that provides patient service programs to the masses. These programs provide consumers unprecedented access to specialized screening tests across the country. They serve as a driver of a preventive healthcare amongst all the Indians and will eventually drive down the healthcare costs arising due to the chronic disease medication and hospitalization. Our team consists of highly trained technicians using US FDA-approved medical devices who are located across the country and are capable of conducting specialized tests aimed at the detection of macular degeneration, diabetic mellitus, osteoporosis, and a host of other disorders, which should facilitate early medical interventions. We have tied up with the world-renowned companies such as Omron, Contac, Carl Zeiss to ensure that the international standards of testing are maintained. As we review our performance of H1 FY24, I'm happy to share that we are on a positive path. The investments and efforts we have put in our CAMS and QDevices business areas in the past financial years are now showing results, contributing to our significant growth. We have actively pursued valuable opportunities for growth, as seen in our recent acquisition, which we have offered to Saarthi Healthcare Services Private Limited and Prometheus Healthcare Private Limited. These strategic moves are anticipated to strengthen our current position and may provide a substantial boost for the rest of the FY24 and future. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about the future, encouraged by our current achievements and strategic decisions. We are confident that our ongoing success will lead to sustained growth in the times to come. Now, coming to the financial highlights of Q2 FY24 and H1 FY24. Turning our attention to H1 FY24, we have an impressive total revenue of 54.8 crores, up from 52.32 crores in the H1 FY22, underscores a substantial growth of 4.73%, The increased EBITDA of rupees 9.75 crores shows a remarkable increase of 98.36%. Our EBITDA margin improved from 9.39% to 17.79%. The PAT of H1 FY24 at 5.02 crores, a remarkable 117.89% increase with a PAT margin of 9.16%, signifies robust profitability. The upward trajectory of EPS from 1.53 per share in H1 FY23 to 2.81 in H1 FY24 is very impressive. In the Q2 FY24, we achieved a steady growth in the key financial indicators. Our total revenue increased to 28.76 crores, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 4.04% compared to 27.64 crores in the Q2 FY23. EBITDA showed a substantial improvement, reaching 5.01 crores, a significant 63.49% increase from 3.06 crores in the same quarter last year. This positive trend is further emphasized by the growth in EBITDA margins, rising to 17.42% from 11.09% in Q2 FY23, marking an increase of 633 basis points. A profit after tax also experienced a considerable upswing, reaching 2.56 crores, a growth of 56.49% from 1.64 crores in Q2 FY23. The PAT margin increased to 8.9% from 5.92%, reflecting a growth of 298 basis points. Additionally, our EPS for Q2 FY24 stands at rupees 1.43, showing a growth of 31.1% from 1.09 in Q2 FY23. These positive results underline our effective financial management and strategic initiatives contributing to our overall growth. Looking forward, we are optimistic about sustaining this positive trajectory and building on our success in upcoming quarters. Before we move on to other question and answer sessions, I would want to extend my heartfelt thanks to all our stakeholders for being a vital part of our journey of our growth. Your support and active participation have been instrumental in our success, and we truly value your significant contribution. Now I can invite you to share any questions, your thoughts you have. And again, thank you very much for your presence on the ongoing project. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Prakash Jaiswal from Shree Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you and congratulations for the great set of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
My first question is, we have seen an impressive growth of 118% in profit in HY24. So could you please elaborate the key drivers behind the substantial growth?
See, I've been always throughout the year, you know, I've been talking about our patient service programs. A lot of capex which was invested in the patient service programs now have started giving dividends. So patient service programs is one thing, and the Q devices model which were there. These are the two good drivers basically from where the profitability has increased. Right now it's the billing. See, we have been going and billing of, we have reached a billing in a patient service program of almost 1.35 to 1.5 crores a month at this moment. The capex has been already done. So it's now the revenue which we are building on right now. So that's the great growth driver for us.
Okay. And sir, the EBITDA margin is also growth of 840 BPF.
Yes.
So can you discuss the strategy implemented to achieve this improvement?
See, the strategies are very simple, sir. We wanted to control, you know, as simple as that, the interest factor we wanted to control. We tried to control a lot of, you know, we holded on to the business what we were doing. We had last year, we had a lot of issues coming up from 194R. So our high value business went for a toss. So we tried to hold on to our current business models. That we were successful in doing that. Implementation of our Q devices products, the business model that went, and again the patient service program. So these are again the growth drivers in increasing the EBITDA also, okay, for that.
Okay. And sir, can you please share any upcoming product launches and technology advancement in the pipeline?
See, at this moment, we have only product launches, so we have a lot of live product lined up in right now coming up. But technology as such, I have nothing to tell about, speak about, honestly speaking. Being into the healthcare space, we are exposed every day to almost n number of technologies. People come and want to partners with us. We are not the manufacturers ourselves, but we get a lot of access to all these technologies. But till the time something concrete happens, nothing great to be highlighted at this moment.
Okay. Sir, any new acquisition on card?
New acquisition, I've already announced, sir, actually, right now. Saathi, which we are working on right now, the due diligences are going on right now at this moment. We have already given them a binding offer for that. Saathi as well as Prometheus Healthcare. Now, Saathi basically are the pioneers in the patient service programs, actually. So this will help us, targeting the business model of the patient, the healthcare business, actually, from that point of view. So this is the one which we are focusing on right now, at least at this year right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I will get back in queue.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shivam Sharma from PCR Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
So you just now talked about the recent acquisition.
Yeah.
So how do you anticipate this acquisition impacting the company's growth in FY24 and beyond?
See, there are two factors that we have seen, actually, when we went into that. What value addition can we get when we take into that, when we are looking for a channel partner or a new acquisition, what we have? See, the customer base that we have saw, there was only a 5% common customer base, and 95% was an uncommon base, actually, that we had. So that is what was more interesting. And the concept and ideas which we were doing, these guys were not doing. So obviously, we expect that taking those ideas to that and helping us reach to a new customer through our new acquisition partners will help us increase the business. Because 90% of the customers that they do work with business, we don't do work with them. Specifically into the B2B space.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So my next question was, can you provide insights into the company's marketing initiatives that contribute to brand recognition and growth?
See, marketing initiatives which we have taken, as I told you, from Q Devices point of view, we have Mr. Kapil Dev, the legendary Kapil Dev, as a brand ambassador. A lot of media ad goes around that. We do a lot of Facebook activities on that. We are on the social media platform for these activities. We conduct a lot of in-service programs across the industry at this moment. So at least twice in a year, we are doing a lot of programs for the industry, pharma industries, actually. So that is going on and on for that. And in person, my team is regularly in touch with the customers directly on day-to-day basis, actually. So we have both the mass as well as direct marketing initiatives both happening together.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Chinmay Rane from Cogence Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand what is the contribution from our own brand and the product which we market for the other companies?
See, other company, out of the 100-odd crores that we are doing in trading, 95% of the business comes from the other product.
Okay.
Actually, 5% is coming from our own brand at this moment.
What would be our strategies to increase our own brand?
It will take time. It will take time. Overnightly, it is not going to happen. These brands are all big brands, big, big companies. For us, we are only going on the online platform and the B2B platform at this moment. That is the strategy we are taking.
Okay. Sir, I just wanted to understand when we supply this medical equipment, so how is the contract? It is a yearly contract or it is a contract for periodic contract? How the contract is basically?
So these are all purchase orders which we get, actually, and we give these purchase orders, and we literally complete these deliveries only based on the quantum of the amount that we receive, the number of units that we receive. These are all purchase orders based. These are not yearly contracts. Yeah. This is momentarily contract, you know, maybe 1 month. I mean, I have to deliver 5,000 units, 10,000 units to a particular company or a particular hospital in some particular time. So it's, these are all particular single orders. It's not, we have not, in the product category, we have not seen a yearly contract happening. Yes, the yearly contract happens in the service industry point of view, where we conduct a lot of camps throughout the year. But in the product category, we don't have the yearly contracts happening.
We do not. But then there are likely chances of a repetitive order from them. And how often that happens?
Oh, yes. Well, we do get that. We've seen a lot of that happening in that right now.
Okay. And how often that happens?
I can say that at least, you know, we 10% of the times, these 10 to 15% of the times, these orders are get repeated actually.
Okay. And so, with regard to your camps and all, how you are employing your strength into it? Like how is your talent pool is employed into strength? What is the staff employed in this particular vertical?
See, okay. Now, for my, we have a total staff strength basically for conducting camps. We have, you know, on the Remedio payroll, we have not, Randstad payroll. So, I mean, they are our own people who are doing these camps. So we have almost 110 people right now at this moment conducting this thing. And 90 people are on our own payroll, on our payroll. Now, out of that 90 people break up, you know, individually, I would say 15 to 80, 15 people are in hardcore sales. Then there will be an accounts team, there's a godown team, there's a dietitian team based on that. So this is just the breakup that we have. So total, you know, if we can consider Randstad also and our own people, so we are almost around 200 plus right now.
And what kind of profitability we earn while conducting this camp?
Camps back, we have a decent profitability. We have been sharing those details right now. I've just announced all those things. So it's a decent profitability, very high profitability happening in this camps business. That is where our growth drivers are coming in right now.
So the focus will be going forward on the camp business?
See, there is going to definitely going to be a focus, but you know, that does not mean that we do not defocus on our current products business. That's almost an 100 crore product business, ma'am. We cannot defocus ourselves on that. So the focus is going to be there on this also. So, yes, there is a, you know, from a profitability driving point of view, high entry, you know, high profitability business model point of view is giving it. So that patient service programs are definitely going to be a growth driver for us. Then we have little more focus on that. But that doesn't mean that we will not focus on our current business and all that. The growth comes from maintaining and growing steadily. See, the traditional business is basically a trading business model. The trading business model gives a less percentile. A service business model gives a higher percentile of margins, actually. So it's as simple as that, ma'am.
Okay. And so, are we giving this camp service, this medical camp, and it's a certificate course program? That is happening in the Pan India, or you are
Pan India. We have almost, when I told you, 110 people who are conducting camps. Across the country, ma'am.
Okay. And for that, do we need to tie up at the hospitals?
No. We've not tied up at the hospitals. We are basically going and doing at the camps at the doctor's clinics only, ma'am.
Okay.
If it has been requested by a hospital, because normally, you know, a lot of these tests are happening in the hospitals also on their own. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't like to ask that. You know, they won't require our support for that, actually.
Okay. Thank you, and I'll come back in the queue.
Sure, ma'am.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Ananya Swaminathan from Sequest. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir.
Yes,
could you specify contribution from different business verticals and what would be the future focus area?
See, focus area, I've been just telling you, the focus is definitely going to be on our patient service programs and the acquisition which we have done right now at this moment. The contribution right now, if I say about from my first year business model right now of almost 54.8 crores that we have done revenue-wise. So our, you know, patient education, the patient service program model roughly would be doing almost around 9-odd crores at this moment out there, from there, out of the 54.8. And the balance is probably all the product prices, product business. Now, if you want me and if you want me to give you a product category between Q devices and all, so Q devices contributes at this moment only for around more than around 5%-6% of our own brand sales right of this.
Okay. All right. And are there any plans for strategic alliances or any collaborations in near future?
See, at this moment, what we have one in our hand, let's complete with that and then, you know, establish this and then think of something else at this moment.
Okay. All right. So, like in this area of digital transformation, what steps are you taking to leverage technology?
I can have Tanay will answer you this.
Hello. My name is Tanay Surkun. I'm the head of digital business for QMS. So, in multi, we are actually leveraging technology in multiple ways. Of course, e-commerce is one way we're going about it. Also, we are using technology for scheduling our camps, for resource allocation. We're using, you know, any of our clients want to book camps for their patients, they don't have to go through, you know, a laborious process, and our backend team doesn't have to, you know, work on paper. Everything is digitized. Everything is quick, automated. We have a lot of intelligence working on our technology in the backend that allows for very smooth operational functioning. So we can maintain very high, you know, service level standards, when it comes to our service portfolio, as well as with our product portfolio. In our product portfolio also, if there is any customer complaints, if anything has to come through, we are leveraging technology to ensure that, you know, we are able to act on those complaints and act on those feedbacks, proactively.
All right, sir. And what are your revenue targets for 5 years down the line?
5 years down the line, look, we want to, you know, as it, with due respect, ma'am, grow very decently, averagely around 15%-20% every year. That's the number of, that's the number that we have kept in our mind.
Okay. And how do you plan to stay innovative and competitive in the market?
See, innovative, definitely the, from the product point of view, we are getting the business being the largest distribution channel that we have in the industry. A lot of international brands do come to us. We do come to us. We have tie-ups with IIT Bhatik, and they give us a lot of innovative products from that point of view. Services point of view, we have tied, we have acquired, as I said, we have acquired companies. We sit back, we make, develop innovative programs actually on our own, and we base, as per the customer needs and ways, we, you know, give them the service on that. So it's like being in front of the customer always, and it's the customer who always gives us, you know, listening to them, you always get a good idea, a good solution from them itself. You just have to listen to them.
Right. And what are your steps to increase QMS brand? How much do you intend to spend on it?
Brand value increase, ma'am, we, you know, bottom line at this moment, I just want to go on focusing on getting proper results at this moment. That is the top priority at this moment. If we keep on giving, you know, from the commercial angle, yes, Q devices, either we have a brand ambassador already in place for that, that digital marketing, Tanay and all our team is already working on that. But otherwise, the other option is, you know, it's just by giving good results. That's the way how you will do. I'm sure if you have a good performance, people will always have a brand value of our own. That will automatically speak in its own way.
Right. And, one last question. Can you name your top five clients and contribution from them?
Ma'am, that's difficult, but I can tell you we work with all the top 20 pharmaceutical companies in this country.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from Cogent Finvest. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations on.
Sir, may I request you to use your handset, please? Your voice is not very clear.
Hello, it's clear now.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 So, first of all, thanks for the opportunity and all the best. And congrats on good set of number. Most of my questions are answered. I have few things related to your numbers and the recent acquisition. So on the number, we have seen a growth of around 800 points BPS in EBITDA and in H1 and around 600% BPS, 600 BPS growth in the EBITDA in the Q2 result. So what is the sustainable margin that we can maintain? So we have somewhere around 17-18% at EBITDA level. So is this maintainable,
or is
there any scope of improvement or we can still improve the margins compared to the last?
We will try to improve this margin, but that goes definitely without saying. And what we have got right now, you've seen, is definitely maintainable.
Okay. And for the recent acquisition that we have announced of Sarthi and Prometheus, so what was the consideration that we have given to them? It's a cash deal or some sort of a share swap or anything?
It's a hard cash out purchase from them. There's no been no share swap for them.
Okay. So what was the consideration amount?
See, that we've already uploaded on this website, actually.
Okay. So I'll look into it.
Yeah. Okay. That we've already uploaded on the NSE website already for that.
Okay. And the management of that companies will continue to work in it, or
they are going to continue working with us. They are going to work with us. Okay. At least till 2026 June, we have a contract of them working with us.
Okay, that's great. And so coming on the camp business, as you mentioned, you have started to utilize it higherly. So what is the current camps daily we are doing it, and how much new capacity or new additions space we have? Basically,
I'll tell you, we are doing right now. Offline, online combining, we are doing almost 75 camps a day right now at this moment. Okay. Now 75 camps a day, and I have this is just right now with just almost only 25% of my capacity.
Okay.
So we will not be able to utilize more than 65-70% of the capacity. It has to be capped up till that only, other than that. So you cannot take it at 100%, but it will be only up till 65-70% of that.
Okay. And currently we are operating in how much city for the camps?
Yeah, almost around 200 odd cities. We are catering to... No, we have... 1 minute. I'll give you the location. How many? Cities, we have 65 cities.
Okay.
200 plus locations we are there.
Okay. And what's the average cost for one resource in terms of the equipment as well as their monthly salaries and all?
Okay, beautiful question. See, the capex have been done already for this. We have brought all the machines now. A diabetic retinopathy machine of Karzai's cost you almost anything between 5 lakhs to 8 lakhs. A BMD machine cost you almost around 8 lakhs, 5 lakhs to 8 lakhs again. Depends. My boys are on an average. My person carries equipments worth 15-16 lakhs rupees worth of equipments are with them with one person worth person. And the average cost of conducting his monthly salary and all this revenue is almost around 35,000 rupees a month. Inclusive DA and all that. So that is how it works out actually.
So recover the capital investment, so you need how many camps on an average to recover the capital investment of around 15-16 lakhs?
See, 15-16 crores can be recovered in a year's time, sir, if you do that what we are doing right now.
Please continue.
Yeah, so it depends upon now whether you want to make it a 1 year recovery model or you want to make it a 3 year recovery model or a 5 year recovery model. It depends upon how you want to throw it across that piece.
Okay. And the lifespan of this equipment will be?
It was 7 years, sir.
Okay. So on an average, around 1.5-2 years that we can assume that it will be a CapEx return, and then only it will be the equipment will be available for next 5 years also.
Yes, easily.
Okay. And so sir, currently we are at 65 cities, around 200 locations. So what's our plan in this vertical to grow?
Yes. Now, first thing that we did right now, I mean, before the other thing, we are planning to increase 18 people more actually in different locations at this moment. Okay. We are working on a model of what more additional, tests that our team can do actually, so that the medical team backend is sitting and working on that at this moment also. So by January, we should have a clear idea. And with Sarthi's team coming into play after January, so we'll be sitting and talking with them also. We have already started talking informally, but formally we'll be sitting and talking after January after that.
Okay. So FY24, we can assume the whole year we will be having CAMS revenue.
Yes, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. For this year, FY24 onward, this year onward, April onward, we have started getting revenue in CAMS already, sir. So whole year we'll be having this revenue, and this is the base model for the full next three, I mean, at least next, like, it's going to go ahead into insurance segments. It's going ahead into consumer segment. A lot of things are opening up actually for that.
Okay. So I just heard you said insurance segment.
Yes.
So you will be partnering with the insurance company for the CAMS or how is
it? Both ways. The nitty-gritties of the models, I cannot disclose it out here right now.
Sure. I understand.
Both ways, but both ways.
Okay. So just last one or two questions regarding to this only. So going forward, which vertical will be the highest, device marketing or CAMS?
See, as I keep repeatedly telling you, we cannot discourage or deal. My devices business is a 100 crore plus business, and it's a traditional business which will keep on growing at a steady pace of nine, ten, steady pace and with a steady margin which is there. But if you look at the EBITDAs which we are looking and which we are very proudly talking, which is not going to come from the trading business, sir. Which is definitely. It is going to definitely come from my, say, service businesses only. So,
Correct.
you have a clear balance of, healthy balance of both is important actually. So it will be, the balance has to be. I will definitely not ignore my, the 20 years of 24 years of work that we have done in the equipment business. That I will definitely not give, it justice will be done for both.
Definitely. It's always better to stick to the roots. It's always a great.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Growth comes by maintaining what we have and adding up something more which is going to come. So it doesn't. So at least if from a business person point of view, the EBITDA that we are growing, and I mean, we know it's a profitable, healthy business, the traditional trading business. So if it's a 100 crore business and if it gives me a margin of at least 9 crores, 10 crores and all, it just definitely takes care of a lot of other overheads also.
Correct, sir. Definitely. And sir, one last question. For H1 and Q2, what was the breakup between the CAMS and your trading?
CAMS business, out of the 54 crores, CAMS business was roughly around 9 crores, sir.
Okay. And in terms of EBITDA, what was the CAMS EBITDA? If you can just give.
I don't have it offhand with me right now. Can you give me a number? I can just share it that with you later, please, sir.
Sure. So I'll just drop you an email.
Yeah, please. I will send you that. I'll send you that. I'll send you that.
Definitely. So if I may, I will get in touch with your IR team.
Oh, anytime. Please. No issue, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sandeep Mandal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Sandeep, I can hear you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So my most of my questions are already answered. So few things like you said, PSP is going to be our game changer, and it draws currently 6 to 7% from current revenue if we calculate. So my question is that where do you see this percentage of revenue share going forward the next 2-3 years?
And, see, please continue.
What kind of EBITDA margin that it's going to give?
See, EBITDA margins are going to be same out here or slightly better, as I said. But the what we are trying to increase is this, we are trying to look at, as the patient service programs along with Sarthi, we are trying to look at a very doubling the numbers, actually what we are doing right now at this moment. Okay, so that's the game area. In the next 3 years, we need to want to achieve almost the next 2 years itself, we want to cross the 50 crores of service business itself only. This year itself will be closing roughly around 14-15 crores approximating service business. We now need to double it with Sarthi and grow up to that, after Sarthi comes into the picture. So that's where our focus areas are going to be there.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And the next question was regarding Sarthi only. So it's currently, last year revenue was 60 crore. So my question is like how much operating margin it gives or
the Sarthi, that 60 crores business, out of that we will consider that, that was again the trading and all which they have stopped this year onwards actually. So this year the hardcore services business is what they are focusing almost is almost around 15.15 odd crores with an EBITDA, with a PAT approximately of 4.5 to 6, 5, 4. I don't have the numbers offhand, but more, I'm just giving you a ballpark because of it. It's around 5 crores odd, absolutely.
Okay. So, yeah, that is fine, ballpark figure. So, my next question is like, how the acquisition is funded, like in internal accrual or you're going for
it is going to be part of intellectual part of funding from the bank. And maybe if our board approve, we have put in for a capital increase, we have already applied in the NSE also.
Yeah.
So if happens that, we may come up with certain other ways and means of that. But Motamota is going to be internal accrual and banks, through bank.
Okay. And sir, do you have any other plans for further acquisition or...
Sir, one thing at a time. So let's take this in our hand, complete this, put it on track, and then think of how work again. So at this moment,
in the same line, do you have the opinion that the debt should be controlled and not overthrow the fundamentals?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. What you're right. It doesn't make sense, kharid ke bechne, hai to dal do and all. No, first let's see how things are happening. Let's consolidate what we have in our hands and then move ahead after that. So at least I don't think so. At least in one year, we will take things. Basically being in this industry and being into part of it. So at least in the next one full year, we'll be going in consolidating and growing this business along with Sarthi together. Actually, so another acquisition at this moment is not on mind at this moment, sir.
Thank you, sir, for answering the question and best of luck for future endeavors. And
thank you.
If I have some further questions, I'll send it across.
Please drop us an email. You have anytime, sir. Anytime.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the call to Mr. Bhavik Vaghela from Kiran Advisors for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of QMS Medical Alliance Services Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us to info@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you.
On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.